Good.
So anyway, back to the topic of the name. It has to be...
Yeah, I don't think Meichler's is a good name for it.
I mean, you are right. It does sound like...
Sounds like the worst light beer.
That you get at, like, an off-brand supermarket. Like, yeah. You know?
Not, like, they don't even sell it at Publix.
Right. It's like a Walmart. It's like the RC Cola.
Yes.
Of, like, of light beers. You know, like, Meichler's. It's, like, $2 for, like, a six-pack.
There actually is something like that around here. It's called John Boat
beer. John Boat beer?
John Boat beer.
That sounds like a name it is for a production company.
The worst beer ever.
Yeah.
And it is about $2 for a six pack.
Is it like boat, like the boat, like a boat? B-O-A-T?
Yeah, like J-O-N boat.
That is like...
And there's a boat on it.
Does that mean that someone out there is named John Boat?
I think it's meant to be like beer John drinks on his boat.
On his boat. Oh, okay, that makes sense, actually. Yeah. All right, moving on from... So we can't do Michler's because that sounds like a bad light beer that you buy at, like, the pharmacy or something.
Neck Road.
Neck Road is good, but...
It's just very strange.
It sounds like a horror movie, like, street, you know what I mean? Like
Last House on Neck Road.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it sounds like some kids are going on a trip, and they, like, stop at a gas station, and, like, old guy's like, whatever you do, don't go down Neck Road. And then they accidentally go down Neck Road, and then
they have, like, a hitchhiker. They find a hitchhiker, and she's like, hey, I live right at the end of Neck Road. Can you take me there?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm pretty sure that's the actual story of House of a Thousand Corpses.
Except for the Neck Road part. That's probably not.
It's called a different road.
Okay, well, anyway, I feel like we'll come up with something eventually. Maybe. Yeah. You know, we'll have these episodes in the backlog, and then when we decide on a name, which is probably going to end up being neckroad.com, then we'll put it up there. So, I mean, I'm trying to think of any other better, like... I agree with you that, like, Locations is a good, like, production company.
Meichler's used to be called something else too.
What road do you live off of? What's the name of your street?
Right now, Princeton Square Boulevard East.
Princeton Square. That's a lot.
It sounds terrible. Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds very British. Princeton Square Boulevard East. My road's called Snowfall.
That's an awesome name.
Isn't it? I don't know. There's no snow here, though. I don't know why it's called.
I guess, like, the closest main road to me is Bay Meadows, which is kind of... just sounds like a condominium, like a condo complex.
Bay Meadows. It sounds like an old person home.
Yeah.
Bay Meadows.
It pretty much is.
No, I know. I've,
I do live in
Florida. I lived there for a while. I know exactly what you're talking about. The closest main road to me is Lamplight Village.
That's awesome, too. That's a Fallout village.
Yeah.
Little Lamplight. Yeah. That's where all the kids live.
That's the first thing I thought of when I moved here. I was like, oh, that's so cool. It's like Fallout.
That was like the worst place in Fallout 2 because the kids were really annoying and you couldn't shoot them.
But it was such a cool idea for a place.
Yeah.
I really like the concept of it, but yeah.
The concept, yes. But
the kids were really annoying.
Right? Definitely annoying.
But yeah, Lamplight Village is the name of the street. That's kind of a cool name.
Lamplight is awesome.
Lamplight. Hmm. I think we might, I don't know, that sounds better than Neck Road.
But, it's not as, like, no, frightening and...
It's not as frightening as Neck Road. It's definitely something else. I'm going to write these down. Neck Road is number one.
Lamplight.
Snowfall. And what was the other one you had?
I didn't really like any of the other ones that I had.
All right. Well, Michler's light beer.
I really don't like Michler.
John Boat.
John Boat is a cool name, but it's already taken.
By a beer. Yes. We'd get sued by a light beer company.
I don't know if they can afford an attorney.
Well, they would send us a letter at least.
Yes.
They'd probably be happy they'd got like some exposure.
They would offer us free beer and we'd like have to pretend to drink it and like spit it out on the side.
You're watching John Boat Productions. Brought to you by John Boat Beer. the delicious drink.
This is really good.
Enjoy. Enjoy with your friends. John Boat. And then we'd have to come up with like a tagline, like, not just for boating.
Not just for boating.
For boats. Not just for boats, but for other things as well. You can drink it while driving instead.
People do, I'm sure.
I know.
It's the kind of beer that someone would do that with.
Yes, with a name like John Boat.
Yep.
Sounds good. All right, well, I think we have some decent ideas for the name.
Yeah, those are all good.
Okay. Well,
I do like the idea of a All right, so once we get really big and we get a studio in some, like, really cheap area of town,
sure,
we'll just use the name of that
right
street.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah,
that sounds very, you know, that
achievable
sounds,
and
yeah,
a reasonable
like
goal
happen. Sure. Okay, all right, well, you want to get into it? I think we've talked enough about the
yeah, that's fine.
All right, let's get into this episode.
Okay, so I actually did have some things that I'm maybe doing this week. I haven't decided if I'm actually going to do them yet, but they're things that I am interested in.
Whoa!
I have interests this week.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Well, tell us.
So, tomorrow, Rob Zombie's new movie comes out.
You're obsessed with Rob Zombie.
I really like
Rob
Zombie.
What's it called?
It's called 31.
31. Okay.
The plot of the movie is 31 people somehow get together and they play a game called 31, and if you survive 12 hours, you're the winner.
Shouldn't you have to survive for 31 hours?
I don't... he's getting old, so maybe...
So maybe he's just out of touch. With
yes, Grandpa Zombie cut him a break.
Fair enough. All right.
Yeah, so I really like his movies. His music's really good, too. I've been a fan of his for a pretty long time, and I'm going to go see it. But no one I know wants to see it, because...
I've never even heard of it, and I'm pretty tuned into movies, too.
Yeah, it was... I think it's crowdfunded.
Oh, wow, fantastic.
Yeah. Sounds better
sounds
and better, doesn't
so good.
It?
Yeah, you just keep selling me on this, and maybe, like, you keep going.
So... his movies, for me, have kind of been downhill ever since Halloween. Like, I think it went House of a Thousand Corpses, The Devil's Rejects, El Super Bisto was in there somewhere, and then he remade Halloween, and I thought the Halloween remake was pretty good.
Yeah.
But then he made two sequels to it, and they were not very good. And then I think he made Lords of Salem, which...
Is that a witch movie?
It was not a good movie.
You don't even want to tell me what kind of movie it is.
You don't need to know. It's not
fair
important.
Enough,
it wasn't a good movie.
You're allowed to just say it's
But he has a new movie coming out, and it's being lauded as the most twisted of all his movies.
I feel like every movie is lauded that way.
Yeah.
But all right, good luck with that.
I'm going to go see it.
That's tomorrow.
Yeah.
Did a car just, like, go off in your
yeah.
area? Okay. I was just wondering. Yeah. That was weird. All right. Anyway, I think we should probably introduce this episode now. We've dawdled for, like, 8 minutes.
Okay, yeah.
Welcome to episode four. What is it, the fourth? I think we're on the fourth episode.
Sure.
We're really on the fourth
yes.
episode.
Okay, yes.
This is the fourth episode of Doing It Lime. I'm Time Asus.
My name is Bat Snacks.
And this is, like I said, episode four. And you're going to see a bad Rob Zombie movie tomorrow. That's fantastic.
Yeah. It might be good.
Yeah, probably not.
Okay.
You should bring a six-pack of
John
Boat.
Boat beer. No, I'm not going to do that.
Because it'll be better. Bad movies are better with beer.
With John Boat beer. See, we're already working
right
in
there.
The merchandising.
That's tagline right there. Bad movies are better with John Boat beer. And you know what I like about John Boat beer is you have to say beer at the end of it because it kind of lends this authenticity to it all, you know? It's yes. like, it's not just John Boat, it's like John Boat beer, you know?
John Boat beer. It's the only beer you do that with.
I know,
because
like
have
Sam
to say
Adams,
beer.
You don't say Sam Adams beer. But
yeah.
with John Boat, yeah.
The double B, there's like an alliteration there. It's
beer,
a strong
yeah,
buh sound.
Yeah, I feel like we can really sell this thing. I've never had it before, but I feel like with marketing alone, we could get this thing to be pretty big.
We are going to send them an email after this episode with this episode offering...
Included in the email.
Yes.
In a zip file. Not online. We're going to like send the entire episode over. And they'll probably not understand how to like open it, but that's okay. And then we'll get their sponsorship.
Maybe we shouldn't, though. I mean, then we would actually have to drink that stuff, and it's not good.
Well, I haven't had it yet, so we will see. No, it's probably only available in, like, Florida or something like that.
Yeah, and it's not available anywhere but, like, pharmacies.
I'm gonna look it up right now. John Boat. Okay, John it's Boat. Real. Intuition Ale Works.
Oh, that is the Jacksonville Brewery. Wow, I didn't know. Intuition is actually an okay brewery. I don't know why they make such terrible
beer.
Well,
they probably make a low-end kind of one.
I think.
Because, you know, you gotta make a low-end.
You gotta have one for everybody.
Yeah, you gotta, I mean, you know, like, Ford makes Pintos, and they make, you know, the nicer ones, too. Well, they don't make Pintos anymore, but you know what I mean? Like, car companies, you gotta, you know, hit everybody. Yeah.
John Boat is the Honda Civic.
Mm.
Except Civics are really nice. Mm-hmm. And John Boat is not.
So John Boat is like the... I don't know. It's like the Chevy Cobalt of beers. Alright. So, moving on to... you want to do some questions now?
Yeah, we can do some questions. Right, were you doing anything recently that was interesting or...
Was I doing? Oh no, I'd never do anything interesting.
Okay, yeah, let's go for some questions.
No,
then.
I do
I'm
a couple things, but
nothing
interesting enough for our viewers or our listeners.
Okay,
let's get into it then.
Let's get into
so
it.
So I have an interesting one here that I'm looking up, and this might be a quick one, but for people who use incognito mode on your web browser other than porn, what are those reasons? And I do use incognito mode sometimes, and I will say, personally, I've used it to, like, check out someone's, like, profile without alerting them that I'm looking at it, which is kind of
stalkery.
Yeah,
that's a good use.
But,
no, everybody does that.
You know. And then also, if I'm going to go to a site that I know is going to, like, make me get, like, targeted ads or whatever, I'll, like, go
right.
into incognito so it, like, doesn't store my cookies and shit.
Okay, so I actually really, really like this question, and I have some really cool stuff you can do with incognito
mode
for our viewers. Yeah.
Is that true?
All
right.
No, it's true. I use incognito mode all the time, and it's not for porn.
Just porn.
Yeah. So here's some stuff you can do with incognito mode. All right,
let's go over it.
If you have two different Google Drive accounts, uh-huh. you can sign in to two different accounts using regular mode and incognito mode.
So you don't have to swap back and forth all the time.
Nope.
Wow.
You can just log in incognito mode.
Because I have to swap all the time, and it sucks.
Yeah, just open up an incognito window and sign into your other account, and then close it when you're done.
Wow, that's kind of mind-blowing.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, isn't it?
Because I switch Google accounts like all the time, because I have
to. And it works with any account, not just Google. Like, if you're administering an Exchange server, and you need to maybe reset a password, mm-hmm. you can reset the password, then log in as that person without logging out as an admin. Yeah.
Wow, that's really actually really useful.
Use incognito mode to multi-account on the internet. It is a really great thing.
That sounds like super duper useful.
It is.
That I never thought of that.
Also, if you need to use someone else's computer and you need to log in to say your email mm-hmm. to check and see if you have anything, do it in incognito mode so that you don't have to go through the trouble of
signing out
of
theirs and then signing back into theirs. Wow. So you probably know all these tricks because you do this.
Yes.
That's clever.
I have to log in to accounts on strangers' computers all the time. And,
and incognito mode is useful.
And I do it in incognito.
Wow, I'll have
also,
to do that.
If you happen to have a career in fixing computers and you don't know how to fix a particular problem and you don't want your client to think you don't know how... You can log in on incognito
so
mode
they don't
and
have
Google
search history of
the problem.
How do I fix the broken computer?
And then just wink at them and be like, "Yep, I'm really good.
I figured it out all by myself."
Thanks, Microsoft TechNet.
Oh wow, that's fantastic. Have you done that before? Don't lie.
Oh yeah.
You know, anyone's computer you're fixing, they're probably not smart enough to go through the search history and like look to see if you Googled. But I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's good practice.
You don't want it to show up in their autocomplete, though. Like, how do you fix this specific problem they were
having? Like, when they type in how, it's like, how do you fix this issue that I specifically hired you to fix?
Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's good. Those are good. I never knew incognito mode was like... I mean, I've started using it, like I said, so, like, the website doesn't track my cookies and stuff.
Right.
But yeah, that's a really good use that I never even thought of.
Use it to multi-account.
I'll save you a lot of time. I multi-account a lot. That sounds weird, multi-account. Okay, well, here's another one that's really fun question. Are you ready?
Okay.
Or do you have one?
I actually don't have it up. Okay, so I'll rely on you.
I will give you this fun question.
Thanks.
Okay, so if legendary fictional monsters ruled the Earth, which monster would rule them all? Isn't that tough?
That's tough. Because a lot of mythical monsters do not work
together
well in groups. Yeah. No.
Yeah. A lot of them kind of like preclude others from existing, almost.
Yeah.
You know.
Like, you're probably not going to find a group of dragons working together. They're solitary.
Yeah.
Or at least in mythology, they're solitary. Dragons aren't real.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. That's a tough question.
I know. I feel like it might be some, like, Cthulhu thing or something.
Yeah, like a super beast god that lives in the... asleep in the ocean.
That's named like Kshkaplathlathranth or something.
Quetzalcoatl.
Well, you know, it has to be like a Cthulhu-ish name. So it's like and there's like 10 Y's in there.
A lot of vowels and Y's.
Or something.
What about orcs?
Orcs? Oh, you mean like a whole, like if they banded together.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, they kind of didn't... It didn't work out for them in Lord of the Rings.
In most...
But they weren't... Fiction, I don't think orcs are organized enough to do that.
Like, maybe elves?
They need, like... Maybe elves. Orcs, like, need, like, a person in charge, you know?
Right. They need someone to be commanding
them.
They
need a Saruman, you know?
Yeah. For them, like a lich.
For that to... Exactly, yeah. Elves, maybe. I don't know. I feel like elves have always been, like, in fiction, they're always like, oh, we're good. We don't need to rule the world. We'll just chill and...
Stay in the forest.
Chill in the forest or whatever. You know?
Humans, then?
Humans. I think humans... I think humans would kill anything that...
threatened their existence.
So that might be the best answer of all.
We're pretty good at that stuff.
Because, like, no lie, we, like, blow shit up. Like,
yeah.
Like, Cthulhu, for example, like, I know there's more powerful creatures in the Cthulhu mythos than Cthulhu.
Right.
But I don't know that. I mean, I know their names, but I don't know how to pronounce them. So I'm just going to say Cthulhu. Cthulhu, or one of those crazy ass monsters, came to Earth. We would nuke it. I mean, we would fire nuclear weapons at it.
We would annihilate ourselves in the process.
Yeah, I mean,
necessary.
We would kill ourselves probably too, but we would nuke it. And, like, sure, in, like, fiction, they could be like, oh, they're beyond nukes. Like, they won't get destroyed. Like, well, you don't know the human race. Like, we can fuck shit up more than...
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think humans are probably more dangerous than any fictional creature.
I mean, we'll find ways to kill something.
Yes.
Like, I think it's gonna... I think a big, big bad fictional creature could, like, do a lot of damage. But we'd find a way to kill it.
Yeah, so let's say humans. We're going to win.
Yep, so humans it is. We're not a legendary fictional creature, but, you know, it doesn't even matter because we would win.
Yes.
And I like how the question is, if legendary fictional monsters ruled the Earth, which monster would rule them all? It doesn't specify which fictional monster to rule them all. And then I can insinuate that humans are monsters.
Oh.
Whoa, did I just blow your mind?
Oh, man. I need a minute to recover from that.
I know, right? I just blew your mind. We are the real monsters.
Oh.
Oh, man. That was good.
It's like that museum exhibit where it's like you open this box to see the most dangerous creature in the world, it's a mirror.
Is that a real
exhibit?
You've
seen that in the museum, haven't you?
I don't know. Maybe. I feel like that's like an episode of The Twilight Zone or something.
I think that that was in a museum I went to. That's anyway, amazing. That's what
this
that's
is the
like.
Most dangerous creature in the world.
Ooh.
It's you. Oh, dun, dun, dun.
And it's usually like a six-year-old that's opening that box, and they're just like, I don't get it. Like,
so he's like the most dangerous creature in the world. Maybe he'll turn out to be one, you know, in time. Wow, that was... I liked our answer to that one. I think that was very on point.
I think both of our answers have been pretty good.
That was on point. Okay, mm-hmm. Let me see if I can find something a little more less silly. I mean, we turned that silly one into a very serious one.
Yeah, that got serious
quick. That got deep. That was like a philosophy kind of thing at the end there. I don't know. That's a tough one to top, I think.
For the next one, we should look at some of other people's responses, if there are some.
Oh, yeah, yeah. These are bad questions. Not
say a bad one. I want to know a bad one.
Not finding anything good here.
I want to know a bad one.
They're all bad, though. Oh, this is really weird. All right, we're going with this one. Okay. So you suddenly die, and you're reincarnated into the world of the last video game you ever played.
Oh, no.
What do you do first? So what video game is it for you?
How about...
Be honest. If it was like some visual novel thing.
You have probably StarCraft.
StarCraft? You've played that recently?
Yeah. Okay. I play it from time to time.
Right. So you played StarCraft recently. One or two?
Or, I mean, if it was the game I play the most, probably Dota 2.
Yeah, it's the last video game you played. So, like, Bolton.
Okay, so...
Chronologically, whatever you played most recently.
Okay, The Binding of Isaac I played today.
Well, that's... You're screwed, then.
Yeah, I'm so
I mean,
screwed.
StarCraft, you could be like, okay, I can be a Marine or something, or, you know, you can be like one of those, like, commander dudes or something, but Binding of Isaac, you're screwed.
Yeah, that's... I'm totally screwed.
I think as... I don't... If you warp...
I almost don't even want to go into that game. It's just so dark and bad.
I think if you warped into Binding of Isaac, we're on the same page. You'd become Isaac, right?
Right? Of course, okay. Yeah.
Because, like, there's not really anything else you can be in that universe, you know?
Yeah, you would be Isaac, and...
And you would die.
You're on a quest to die.
You would die. Woo!
Woohoo!
And you would vomit a lot, so...
Yes, and there'd be lots of feces and flies, and... Just... The first thing I would do...
Yeah.
...would be to look for the item room.
Mm, good call.
Yep.
That's always a good idea.
Look for the item room, and hope it's something good.
And it probably won't be.
And it would probably be really bad, and...
I don't know Binding of Isaac well, because if I did, I'd make a joke about, like, a really bad item that you'd probably get right there.
There's an item called Number 2. Just use your imagination. It's not a good item.
I figured that one out. Is it useful, though?
Yeah, no.
Can you, like, do stuff with it, though?
Pretty... I mean, there's little... There's tricks with it, but...
Okay, so what was the last video game I played? I'm trying to think. Oh, I played the new Deus Ex game.
Is it good?
Divided. It is good. I like it.
Okay.
I beat it. I like it a lot, actually.
You beat it already? Didn't it just come out?
No, it came out like a month and a half ago. So
okay.
It's not like it's been... Yeah. And I play games pretty religiously when I like them a lot. But no, it was really good. I don't know if you're familiar with the series at all.
I've played all of them except for the most recent one.
The most recent one before this one, I'm guessing.
I played the one before this one, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
The one that came out in, like, 2011 or whatever?
Yeah, I got it on Steam.
Oh, okay, yeah. So, I mean, you're the same character as you were in that. Did you like that one?
It was fun. Yeah.
This one is similar to that one. It's more... contained, I want to say. Like, you don't globe hop as much.
Right.
Which I kind of liked, because then it's like you're centered around, like, one city, so it's kind of more cyberpunky that way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're in Prague, in the Czech Republic, which is cool. And so, yeah, you be, you know, cyberpunk Batman, basically. That's how I describe those games, basically. I mean,
lots of cool upgrades and technology.
I mean, you're basically cyberpunk Batman. You know, like, essentially. Like, you're not rich, but you have access to, like, all the technology that you want as like a person. So like you can break into, you know, anyone's place and solve crimes, and if you get stuck, you can upgrade yourself to be like a weapon of mass destruction. So I mean, it's a fun game. But anyway, so if I was reincarnated into the world of Deus Ex, which is the world of, like, you know, theoretically, like, 30 years in the future or whatever, the first thing I would do is get a bunch of augmentations. Because, you know, they have all those, like, sweet arms and stuff you can get.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would get a bunch of those because those are awesome. But the problem in the new Deus Ex game is those people are, like, on the fringes of society and they're, like, outcasts.
Right.
And they're, like, there's a lot of anti-augmentation sentiment.
I would get them anyway.
So, yeah. You probably wouldn't want to live in any city that doesn't, like, people who are augmented. But I would still get them because, I mean, that's fucking cool, right?
Yeah, that's really cool.
I think I would get...
It's like, it's like getting a tattoo if tattoos gave you powers.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
which is awesome.
Power tattoos.
I would have so many tattoos if they gave you powers.
Me too.
But they don't, so I don't.
I'd probably get augmented, like, limbs, too. Like, I'd go the whole nine yards with it. Like, I don't need my shitty arms, you know? I'll have, like, super sweet arms and stuff, you know?
I want to have amazing fingers that can play video games
good. Oh, and I want the retinal one. Like, you can, like, see, like, in the dark and shit, you know?
Yes.
All those things. Right? The only problem with that is, like, if you, like, lose power, you're, like... power down your eyes. You wouldn't be able to see anything.
Whoops.
You're like, well, shit. So there could be a drawback there, but...
Maybe keep one
eye. Oh, that's clever, actually. I like that.
Just replace, like, every other limb and body part.
Oh, okay. I like that idea, actually. You probably have to do, like, go back and forth with, like, cross it. Like, you probably don't want to do, like, augmented arm and an augmented, like, right leg, like, both right. You probably want to do, like, right arm, left leg kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Left eye.
Yeah, exactly. I like that idea. It's weird because in the game, everyone has, like, a full pair of everything. Like, no one has just one arm. They, like, got both arms, or, like, they got both eyes, or they got both legs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is weird. I mean, I agree. I would probably do one eye so they have one eye to see and the other eye to be like Batman or whatever, you know? You know?
Maybe it's difficult to sync natural eye with the fake the eye or something.
Yeah, that probably would be an issue.
Cause some problems.
Yeah, your brain would, like, go crazy or something.
It would give you bad anxiety or something.
Yeah, like, I could see you having, like, a nervous breakdown or something.
Or, like, you'd be motion sick all the time.
Yeah, yeah, like, every day. You'd open your, like, you'd turn on your digital eye and you'd just start vomiting everywhere.
Just be like, oh, God.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd do it anyway. My body can adapt. Mm-hmm. So that's what I would do.
Just man up.
You're fine. You're fine. That's the video game I would go. That's the video game, and that's what I would do first. I'd get a crap ton of augmentations. Don't know if I'd be able to afford it, but it doesn't matter. The question did not hinge on whether or not I could afford to do these things. It was just what I would do. All right. I'm looking for another question. Feel free to chime in if you got something good.
No, not really.
This is an interesting one. I don't know if I have a good answer to this one. But, okay, what is the most meaningful sentence you've read on a t-shirt? Wow. I know, it's hard.
I'm immediately thinking of shirts that I own. I don't know.
This is a tough question, isn't it?
I have a shirt that says, "Let's have fun."
Wow, that's real meaningful.
It's an amazing shirt.
Yes.
Let's have
fun. Is that your answer?
I usually don't like people with writing on their t-shirts.
Yeah, me neither, actually. Yeah, me either.
I'll go with, "Let's have fun."
Let's have fun? I like that
answer. That's a good shirt.
I actually don't have an answer for this one because I honestly don't remember any t-shirt writings. And none of my t-shirts have writing on them because I'm not going to, like, write things on my t-shirt.
Yeah, I got this one at work. There's a company that provides like learning materials to us, and they gave us all shirts that say "Let's have fun."
What? That doesn't even make sense.
I don't know.
Let's have fun at work, everyone.
Well, like, fun is spelled with math letters. There's like a sigma and a function.
How is that more fun?
I don't... It's like math is fun or something. I don't know.
Okay. I don't get that.
Yep. But
all right. We're moving...
Their marketing department just needs
moving
to...
Moving on from this weird ass... Their marketing department needs to get it together, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, I have a really fun, weird question.
Okay, let's go for it.
So, you have three items that you can bring to a deserted island.
Oh, I love this question.
But, all three items have to rhyme. What do you bring? You can do the regular one, and then you can do the rhyme one, if you want. Because I know you like the regular one.
A regular one? Can I bring, like, a radio?
Yeah, you can bring whatever you want. But they have to, rhyme, you know.
Does anything rhyme with radio?
Radio.
Radio.
Dadio.
That's not a word.
Dadio. Snadio.
Cell phone. I'm Badio. Not good at rhyming today.
Patio. No, that doesn't really rhyme.
You can't bring a patio.
Nothing rhymes with... I just Googled what rhymes with radio, and everything's a near rhyme. Nothing's like a real rhyme.
Okay, so we're not...
So you got radio and two other fictional objects that rhyme with radio. Like Badio and Spadio.
I will bring...
Yeah.
Food.
Okay. I like that. What? What?
Food, dude, and...
Nude.
Food, dude, and nude. What else do you need? I'm all set.
That is the best answer, I think.
All your bases covered.
So, like, dude, food is obviously your food. Dude is, like, your friend, right?
And nude is...
I mean, I get what
so
nude
you can have
is.
A good time.
Just to repopulate the deserted island.
With dude.
With more dudes. That is, like, I'm not going to even answer this question because I think...
We answered it together.
I think that was beautiful. That was the most... perfect response that you could come up with. Food, dude, and nude. Oh my god.
It's the perfect island experience.
Oh my god. You'd have everything you need. Basically. Got everything you need. Oh my goodness. Alright. Moving on to another random question. Do you want a serious one, a funny one, or like a regular kind of one?
Let's do just the whatever the first one is.
I'll just find something and... Oh, here's a good one. Okay. What pisses you off way more than it should? Do you have any, like, really bad pet peeves that, like, kind of meaningless?
I'm sure I do. Give me a second. Do you have one?
I kind of do.
What is it?
I mean, my whole life's like this, though. Like, there's a lot of things that like, make me mad that, like, are way too... You know, like, oh, I have a good one. When I'm walking down the street, if the person in front of me is walking slowly, I get, like, completely infuriated. Like, I cannot deal with people who walk slowly. Like, it's ridiculously annoying. I don't know why.
Is it because you don't like passing people?
No. Like, I'll pass people. It's most of the time when people are walking slowly... And I, like, can't pass them. Like, there's not a way to get around.
Mm-hmm. And you're just
yeah,
stuck.
Like, if I can pass them, I'm fine. But, like, a lot, I'll only notice it, like, yeah, if I'm stuck. Or, like, it's crowded and, like, there's no way to get around, you know. You're just stuck walking, like, 2, you know, inches per second or whatever, you know. And it's...
What if you need to get through a door and there's someone standing there talking to someone? Oh my god, that's
horrible.
Yeah, that's pretty killer. That's
the worst.
And they just look at you and like wink, like, oh, I see that you need to get through this door.
Man, I'm talking to my dude friend over here. you know? Oh, that's so frustrating.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty bad. Yeah, so
like people in general, like doing stupid shit that like they should know better. You know, they should have a little more...
People that are not self-aware of their actions. Yeah,
exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying. Like, they should have more awareness of outside of what they're doing to other people. Like, self-awareness, exactly.
Yeah, I gotta say, that's a really big pet peeve of mine, too. I mean, not just the walking thing, but just... Yeah, but the self-awareness thing,
I think you nailed it on the head right there.
Yeah. People who just do not know what's happening around
them. Yeah, they don't know that they're having an effect on other people, but they really should.
Yes, they're just like, living their lives.
Here I go, and you're like, stop doing that.
You're
bad. You.
We are sharing this existence, and you are negatively affecting mine.
Like, they don't even know it. They're like, oh, great. So that's a pretty huge one for me, I think. I don't know.
I have one. It's,
What? You sound hesitant to share this one.
It is poorly managed restaurants.
Oh, that's a good one.
Like, restaurants that... Or, let me reword that. People that do not have pride in their restaurant.
Okay, so they're, like, just doing it to...
Yeah, they're just, like, they don't care about their restaurant enough to clean it or hire people that are good or...
Yeah, they, like, don't... They don't care about their restaurant, kind of.
Yeah, and it's only restaurants. I don't care if it's, like, an electronics store or... Like a Walmart or something. I don't, it's just restaurants.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like restaurants, though, are more personal, you know, as a customer. Like, when you're talking about an electronic store or Walmart or whatever, you kind of have the expectation that, like, you're doing most of the work. You're finding the items, you're bringing them over, and you're checking out. So, like, the, like, amount of failure they can do is really only at the, you know, checkout process. Basically, right. So like, if you have a bad experience there, like, well, it's only gonna last a couple of minutes, so it's not a big deal. Mm-hmm. Restaurant, like, you're under their command, like, the entire not under their command, but like, you know, they're affecting you like throughout the entire experience of sitting down, taking your order, you know, bringing you drinks, bringing you food,
cooking your food, doing all that,
bring you the check. You know, there's a lot of steps that they need to fulfill for you to be satisfied.
Yeah. And I'm a big fan of, like, the dining experience. I think that's a very cool thing that we do. And
I do, too. I love going out to eat.
Yeah, I like going out to eat. And I like when people have restaurants that they like a whole lot. And there's, like, a lot of pride in their establishment. Yeah, and you can tell that
they really love being part of the restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really good one. Because, like, I will get really frustrated at restaurants a lot of the times.
Right.
And I guess I'll piggyback off that. Another one similar to that is, like, there might be, like, someone that, like, some people might be, like, having pride in having the restaurant, but there might be some people that work there that, like, just don't give a shit at all, you know what I mean? And, like, I don't know if it's the fault of the person that doesn't care. I mean, it's obviously their fault, but I don't know if it's also the fault of the person that's owning it, because they're not seeing that person, like, just not, you know, doing anything, I guess. I don't know.
Or they just, you know, can't find someone else. Yeah, or
I mean, that always, but still, it sours the whole thing, you know?
Yes,
just
it
like,
does.
Oh, you know, I want to love, like, this restaurant, and then, you know, you don't. Like, there's a local restaurant, I'm not going to name it, but, like, I really like their food, I really like the atmosphere. Their downfall is, like, they're really big, right? They're one of the more popular places to go on, like, a Friday, Saturday night, because they have a lot of food, they have a big food selection. It's a Mexican place.
Big food selection,
really great drink specials. So, like, the restaurant itself is really good, but their service is... really, really hit or miss. Like, it just depends on who you get as a server. Sometimes they'll be great, other times they'll be, like, awful. And I feel like there's just, like, no quality control as to, like, who they hire. You know what I mean? Like, I've gotten a server that, like, was, like, one of the best I've ever had. And also I've gotten a server that was, like, literally the worst server I've ever gotten. Like, he was, like, talking on, like, his phone, like... 90%.
You can't
like
while do he that.
Was like we like were like we didn't get our food for like 20 minutes or 30 minutes, and then when we finally like were done, he didn't give us the check for like another 15. Like, it was awful. He was like talking to like on his phone. He was talking to like random people that were like his friends that were at the bar. It was awful. So, you know, yeah. That kind of stuff just pisses me off, like, a lot.
Yeah, and I don't want to, like, come off as us being, like, really picky people. Like, I can totally understand someone having an off day. That's not really what we're talking about.
No, I get an off day, too. Like, I get the off day thing, too. Like, and, like, this place, like, I really like it. And I gave it a bunch more chances than I should have, I guess you could say. But, like, after the fourth or fifth time where I got, like, really bad service, I was like, I can't, you know, I can't do this anymore. So it sucks because I like the restaurant. It's just service is really bad. So what are you going to do? Yes. So that's...
Those are pet peeves of mine.
They're really... I guess they're simple, but, like, at the same time, like, I feel like those are very warranted. Like, I don't know. People should... you know, expect more from themselves, I guess you could say, you know?
Yes. have pride in
exactly
what they're doing.
What you're doing, and be aware of you yourself and your surroundings.
Yes.
That's a big thing for me, personal awareness, you know? Because I'm super aware of everything I do, like, all the time.
I am, yes, I would say that we're almost overly aware,
like,
and
too,
it's not a good
aware.
Thing.
Like, I'm hyper aware. Like,
yes.
I'm like, oh, am I affecting this person negatively? Do I need to change what I'm doing? You know, I'm like that. I'm, like, paranoid aware, almost. But then I see other people that are, like, the exact, like, they are not aware in any capacity, like, at all. They have no idea what's happening outside of, like, right in front of their nose.
Like, they pretty much rely on aware people
to tell
survive.
Them that something is happening. Yes. Like, sir, you're in the way. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't notice that. Like, how can you not notice you're standing in the middle of the door? Like...
This even like, goes into driving a little bit.
Definitely,
like, there
goes
are,
into driving.
There are some people that... If other people were not good drivers, they would just
they
die.
They would have, like, been dead, like, already, you know? Like, they would be in a ditch somewhere, you know?
Like, they just merge.
Because they can. Like, well, it's time to merge. I'm not going to look around
or
anything.
In that lane.
But I'm going to just assume the rest of the human race has got my back. When they clearly, you know, either do not, they don't have their back, or they're not, you know. It just takes one other person that's not aware to make a... to have that situation come out really bad. So.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
I am afraid to drive because of those people.
They're awful. I mean, we could have a whole discussion on horrible driving stuff because driving is a very frustrating experience. But I don't want to get too deep into being annoyed with driving because, I mean, everybody knows driving sucks. It's just people. Man, it sucks. All right. Let's...
So that was a pretty good one. I feel like we
that
let off
good,
some steam
a
little
a
bit.
That was like more of a venting question. Like that was
yeah,
a rant.
A little therapy.
That was a rant question. bottled up ranting that we needed to do.
Yes.
Okay, this is a kind of an awkward, weird question. I don't know if you even have an answer for this one. What is your favorite show within a show? Or it could... I'm gonna like broaden it to like any like piece of entertainment that's inside another piece of entertainment. So it could be like a play within a play, a show within a show, you know, book within a movie. I don't know, whatever. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I don't know if I can think of any off the top of my head, though. Do you have one in mind?
I'm reading the comments, and there's some good ones, yeah. This one's clever. It's too clever. It's
what is it?
Tool Time. Which is obviously the show within
Home Improvement.
Yeah. That one's too clever, though. Because I feel like
that's good.
Like, that's like the show, but also, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's very meta. I can't believe Home Improvement was that. Wow, I never realized it was so meta of a show. Like,
it was a good
show. Tim Allen. And his neighbor and those kids that were like really famous in the 90s, remember? All his kids were in like a bunch of movies. Not his kids, but you know, the people who played his kids were like really famous in the 90s. Do you remember that? What the hell were those names?
Mary-Kate and Ashley,
No,
I think.
No. Those were, that was.
Weren't
no.
they? I'm thinking of a different show. Well, no, that was.
That was a
Full House. Yeah.
He had boys, three boys. I'm trying to remember the name of some of them. Like their real name, not their. Oh, Jonathan Taylor Thomas, that's it. Yeah, he was the most famous one. Wow, he's 35 now. That's kind of crazy. Wow.
I can think of... There's a book within a book in The Man with a High Castle, but you don't really get to read any of it.
Yeah. think I remember that.
Dean Koontz, the horror author, has this book of counted sorrows that shows up in a lot of his books.
That's kind of a
neat concept.
That's cool.
I can't really think of any others off the top of my head.
I feel like there are some cool ones on it. Oh, go ahead. What were you going to say?
In Star Trek, pretty much anything they do, like any sport they invent that is just like Dabo.
What's, I don't remember Dabo.
It's from Deep Space Nine. It's the gambling game that Quark plays.
Yes, I remember.
And it's like poker, and they like pretend to play it in a few episodes, and it's obvious they're just
bullshitting. They have no idea what they're
really
doing.
Really hard. They have no idea what they're doing. They're just like shouting at a spinning wheel. Like anything in Star Trek like that is
just like
brilliant.
Those made up things. It kind of seems like they made them up like the day before they shot the episode.
Yeah, like the sports they play with just the random futuristic.
Yeah,
like,
and they never explain the rules
tools
at all because they don't have rules. They just kind of pretend that they do or whatever.
Yeah, all of those are good.
I feel like there's some really good ones that I'm just not thinking of.
Yeah.
Because I like kind of stuff like this, but I can't
too.
Think of anything. Maybe we can come back to it.
Yeah.
I feel like
I'll go with
you're
going to
go with the Star Trek thing. I feel like there's a lot out there that do this kind of like, there's like a fictional thing inside the fictional thing, and it's like, you know, they do it a lot with like books. Like there's a lot of fake books within movies and stuff.
There's like a whole genre of comedy, like sketch comedy, is pretty much that.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, you know, there was they have a bunch of like fake movies in Seinfeld, like that they always go see or whatever. And
I have a confession: I've never seen one.
Well,
episode
you
of Seinfeld.
Should because it's funny, but you don't have to see it to know this joke. Basically, like they go to the movies a lot, right? And they're not allowed to use real movie names. Well, sometimes they are, but most of the time they're not, so they just make up movie titles, right? Like, the writers just make up movie titles. And most of the time it's just, you know, throwaway line, like, oh, we're going to see whatever. But sometimes they, like, have, like, some of the plot play out in the episode. Like, they'll have, like, you know, one of the characters see the movie, and then he, like, talks about the plot. And they'll never fill out the whole plot, but it's, like, some of them are, like, really, really ridiculous or whatever, you know? So, like, there's one that I remember very fondly, and it's called, the movie is called Chunnel, right? And it takes place in the Channel Tunnel that connects England with, what does it connect England with? I don't remember.
I don't know.
It's England with, I think, maybe, hold on. Linking England and some part of France. So, anyway. So it links part of England with part of France, and it's like an underwater tunnel, right, in like Europe, okay? And so the movie's called Chunnel, and it's like a political thriller where like people are trapped in the chunnel and they're like killing people or whatever, and like they have like really bits like and pieces of the movie that they like actually play, but it's like always out of focus and stuff, so you can only really pick up the lines what the characters are saying. But it always got me because it was like, it sounds like a real movie that would have been made in, like, the late 90s, like, direct-to-video kind of thing. And I've always been like, I would watch that. You know, I would watch that movie or whatever. So.
Chunnel, starring Bruce
Willis. Right, exactly,
Willis.
Or whatever. Like, these days it'd be starring, like, Daniel Craig or something like that. But, you know, like, I always thought. So those are fun, those movies. Anyway, so. All right, let's move on to something else.
Yeah, these questions are fun.
They're good. Hum. Do you have anything good? Do you have?
I actually don't have. I don't know where you're getting.
Well,
this
I'm just pulling them out of my ass. No, I'm not. I'm on Ask Reddit.
Okay, I can try to open it.
If you find something good, I'm in the depths though. I'm like on page 5 right now because that's where the best stuff is. Like, the less people that answered it, the better. No, not really, but you know what I mean.
Out of the spotlight.
We'll just edit this empty part right out, right? You'll just be like,
we don't know how to edit
out,
though.
The thing. People will be like, why is there all this silence here?
Blue. Here we go. Okay. Who's your favorite lesser known superhero?
My favorite lesser known superhero I don't know.
Yeah, who's lesser like, known, according to who?
The problem with this question is, like, I probably could have answered it, like, 10 years ago, but
mm-hmm.
I feel like a lot of people know all the superheroes at this point, you know?
Yeah, is Gambit lesser known?
I mean,
known?
10 He's years ago cool. he was, and 10 years ago I probably would have said, yeah, it's Gambit, but I feel like a lot of people know who Gambit is now, because he was in a couple yeah. of movies, and I don't know.
Well, there's, like, a lot of Marvel movies. Everybody's really into that
yeah,
stuff.
So I just don't know if I could think of, like, oh, there's a lesser-known super... You know? I don't know. What are people saying? Did you open it?
I didn't look.
I'll look for you, because I'm that guy. I have, like, all these people that are there listening, I have no idea.
I'll say King Mob, maybe? That's from The Invisibles.
Universe Man is the size of an entire universe.
He sounds
Booster
awful.
Booster Gold, which is an awful name for a superhero. That's really weird name. Booster Gold is a real superhero name.
Boost Your Gold? Booster, it sounds like Booster one of those... Gold. Oh, I thought you said Boost Your Gold. It sounds like one of those MMORPG like grinding services.
Booster Gold, nah.
He's like really good at online
a
games. That's a superpower.
He like stays at a computer. He's in like a South Korean cyber cafe all day.
He has like 100 monitors.
Booster Gold.
And plays.
He wears those like Gunner Optics glasses.
Yes.
Oh my god! I just saw a picture of Booster Gunners. Gold, and he does look like he's wearing Gunner Optics. Booster Gold looks exactly how you'd think he looks. By the way, he looks kind of like the Flash, but like more white guy ish. I guess you could say. Like, I know the Flash is white, but this guy looks more, like...
He looks
you know
more.
What I mean? Like, he looks like he just sort got of. Off of, like a yacht.
You yes. know what I mean? He has, like, a Hawaiian
no,
shirt
but, like,
and,
his,
like, short shorts.
His hair is, like, blonde, and it's, like...
Yeah.
It's wavy, and his smile is, like, douchey, and... I don't know. That's what I got.
What is your favorite free PC game?
Okay, there
Dota
are a
2.
Couple. All
right, that's
there
easy
are a
for
couple.
Me.
It's not Dota 2 for me. Eat it. So there are a couple, and I'm going to go way back in time for this. So, Gunbound was one of them. Do you remember?
Yeah, Gunbound was good.
I loved that game. Played the shit out of it, and it was free, but you could spend money on.
Yeah, it was.
Items. It was like one of the first freemium games too.
Yeah, that
it
pioneered
really
that genre.
Anyway, Gunbound was incredibly fun. I loved that game. And then my account got yeah. hacked, and I like didn't play anymore because someone stole all my cool items. Which doesn't
that happened to
which
everybody?
Doesn't really matter because like it doesn't make you worse at the game. But like I was like annoyed, so I stopped playing.
It took a long time to grind those items.
Okay, another couple of them. I don't know if you can remember any of these. Do you remember Soldat? Did you ever play that game? Soldat.
I don't think I did.
It's a 2D, like, shooter game kind of thing. And I can't explain how it looks because you have to look it up. But it's, like, in 2D, and it's mm-hmm. side-scrolling. But, like, it's multiplayer. Like, you're playing against other people. It's like a team. It's like a deathmatch kind of thing, right? But it's in 2D,
right.
So you can only go left and right. And it's just super fucking fun. Like, it's an amazing, amazing game. You can put a lot of bots in there, and... they have like 20 to 30 different weapons, and all the weapons feel really fun to use, and the maps are like really not weirdly laid out, but their geometry is what you'd expect a 2D game to be, you know, like a Mario mm-hmm. kind of thing, because like they can't do mm-hmm. you know, like they can't do as much as they could in 3D, so like the environments are much more like weird floating platforms and stuff, but it's a really really fun game, and you could play it like locally, I think with up to like 4 people and stuff. It's old though. It's like probably 2004 or something. Anyway,
that's not that.
No,
old.
But like,
I mean,
in the
is.
Scheme
that's
of
over
things,
10 years
it's
old.
An
wow.
older.
Yeah.
So that game's really fun. It was made by some like Russians or something, and it was like amazing. I remember playing with my brother for like a long time. Then another one I just thought of. I think I played this with you like 10 years ago. Do you remember Crimson Land?
Was that the zombie
yes,
survival game
it
that
was
top
down?
Down?
I don't know if there were zombies. Yeah, I think there were zombies. And yeah, it was zombie survival, and it was
like
yeah,
spiders too.
And it was local, two player.
That game was super fun.
I don't remember
fun,
how you
yeah.
played local. I think maybe one person could use a controller, and the other was like keyboard mouse or something. don't remember.
Yeah.
But anyway, that game was super fun. I remember playing the shit out of that game, and that was free. They had some awesome upgrades and stuff, too. So, yeah. Those are my three. So you do remember Crimson Line, though, huh?
Yeah, I do.
So those are my three. If I had to think about it, they're probably, like, ones that are probably better, but, like, those are... I have fond memories of playing those and not paying for them, so those will be my choices, I guess.
Was Team Fortress 2 free?
That was pretty it's free good now. It was free. When it first came out,
it didn't it used to be, if I remember. Yeah.
So I mean, I guess you could say Team Fortress 2 is the best free game, but I played it basically when it was, you know, when it.
Yeah, when it came with Counter Strike.
I played it when you had to pay money for it, so I wouldn't really consider it. Yeah, I don't know.
Some of these questions are so bad.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's the internet, right?
Yeah.
You got to think about that.
Yes.
What was that?
That was not a text message.
Oh, this is a good question. I want to know the answer to this question.
What is it?
I don't do this, but people who use their phones while driving, what are they doing? Like, I've always wondered this myself. Like, I don't know what they're doing. Do you use your phone? Well, first of all, do you use your phone while you're driving?
I don't know if I should.
You should say it,
because I don't agree with this practice. But sometimes you really need to make a post in Mafia.
Oh my
god! Or you'll get lynched.
Did you do that once or something?
I've done it.
Were you at a red light?
Yes.
No. So that's what you're doing. You're posting on forums.
I guarantee you, no one else does that. But
okay, well. Do you do that often, though? Are you, like, always posting places?
No.
Okay, so this was, like, a one-time thing. So, see, you're not part of this.
I generally don't.
Like, this is people who use their phones while driving, like, all the time. You did it once, and I think we've all done something stupid on our phones while driving before. But I think this question is more of, like, people who are constantly using their phones while driving. What are you doing?
Oh, no, I was in the middle of typing a giant post on my phone, and I needed to finish it. So,
I understand.
So I did.
No, I understand.
But yeah, people shouldn't do that.
So,
I don't know what they do.
So here's what I always wondered, and I had a conversation about my wife with this once, and she didn't know either, but like, maybe it's just a generational thing, but like, okay, so, you know, you're driving along the road, you look to your left, there's a guy on his phone, right? What do we all say he's doing? Like, oh, or there's a girl on her phone. What do we say they're doing? Oh, they're texting, right? Like, oh, they're texting somebody, right? That's what's like, it's called, you know, even though they're not necessarily doing that. But what I have to wonder is, like, is someone out there getting that many text messages all the time that they have to be, like, you know, like, head down in their phone, like, all the time while they're driving? Like,
the answer might depress you.
I mean, maybe I just don't have that many friends, but, like, I receive texts daily, but I don't, like, I'm not, like, constantly, like, going back and forth with people, you know?
Yeah, I mean, neither am I, but I do believe that's a majority of people. Either it might not be texting, like iMessage texting, but like Facebook,
they're talking
social
to somebody.
Media. Yeah, they're communicating with other humans.
Okay, maybe I'm just too introverted for that or something. Because like I communicate with people daily, but like I'm not in the midst of like a dozen conversations every time I'm driving.
Constantly.
So that like oh every like 5 seconds I look at my phone and type something out like. You know, I'll, like, maybe send a text to somebody, like, you know, I'll get a couple texts a day, and I'll, you know, respond to, like, you know, 4 or 5, you know, something like that. And then I might, like, social media, like, a couple times a day. But, like, the difference there is, like, none of these are in the air while I'm driving. And if they're in the air, like, they'll be resolved by the time I'm, like, you know, after I get to my destination. Like, I'm never at a point where I'm like, oh, I gotta send this text back to Clarence before I get to, you know, where I'm going.
The gas
but,
station.
But, like, the weird thing that confuses me the most is, like, let's say I did get a text from Clarence in the middle of driving. I don't know why his name's Clarence, but, you know, I would like to have a friend named Clarence.
Yeah, so would I. That would be awesome.
Anyway, so let's say I get a text message from Clarence, and I'm like, well, I really need to answer this. So I pick up my phone and I do it while I'm driving, which is, I'm not saying it's a good idea, but let's just say I do it, right? Text Clarence back, and then Clarence texts me back, right? Now, do you think, like, there's enough information being passed quickly enough to like have me on my phone constantly while I'm driving. Like, I don't think that's enough data for me to be continue to do. I don't know if that if I'm making any sense.
It makes sense, but
you see what I'm saying though? Like, so I text Clarence, I do see he what texts you're back, saying. But he's not going to text back immediately. It's going to take him a couple minutes. You know, in the meantime, while he's taking time, I can look back at the frickin' road and drive, you know? But what I see people do is they're not, like, texting and then looking up. They're, like, just, like, frickin' looking down for, like, 5 minutes. And it's like, what are you doing? Are you, like, is Clarence that fast texting you back? And are
your stocks, like actively plummeting? I know, like, plummeting?
Are your stocks plummeting? Are you and Clarence talking how what to sell and what to buy? Like there's a lot of activity there for that level of head down phone usage while driving, you know what I mean? And like I have activity yes. on my phone, but not nearly enough to like, you know, constantly have to monitor it while I'm driving. I don't know. That's just a thing that's always bothered me and I've never understood it. So
yeah, it bothers me too, and I'm glad you don't understand it.
Maybe it's like I said, maybe it's a generational thing. Like maybe I think it people is. Out there that are like and I'm technically in the same generation, but maybe, you know, if I was a few years younger, I would have, like, all the people I know, we would just constantly send text messages to each other all the time, even though that would be very aggravating to me. But, yeah, I mean, maybe that's how yes. people do it. I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure.
It's a mystery.
I mean, the other thing I can think of is, like, maybe people are looking at Facebook and looking at Reddit or whatever, Twitter or whatever.
Yeah, I think there's almost definitely multiple conversations and goings on happening at the same time. Yeah. Like maybe you're talking to Jim and Clarence mm-hmm. and Betty
at the same time.
Yes, like maybe you posted a photo on Facebook
and they're all and commenting Jim, Clarence, on
and
it?
Betty all liked your photo, and you have to go back and
comment on, okay.
acknowledge and.
I mean, why would you do yes. that right before driving, though?
I don't know, you, like, can't delay.
Well, okay, like, if you can't delay, if you know you're going to do it while driving, I don't know. Then save it for when you're done driving.
I don't know. I'm actually not an authority on this.
I'm sorry, I'm not trying to yell at you, I'm just confused.
No, it's okay. You're confused and angered, and it makes sense that you are, and it doesn't make sense that people do that.
I've said this a few times, so I was born in 1988. I think you were as well.
Yes, so was I.
I think I'm like the late 80s, if you're born in the late 80s, I think you're kind of at the cusp between the generation that like grew up with technology and the generation that like grew into it kind of thing.
Right.
So like, because mm-hmm. I remember a time before the internet. I don't remember it very fondly, but I don't remember very well, but I definitely do remember it. And I remember a time before yeah. smartphones, you know. But at yes. the same time, like, I grew up to, like, know those things very well. Like, I'm capable at using them. You know what I mean?
I remember when getting a cell phone was a bad
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, no, I remember that, too.
When you didn't want to have yeah, a cell phone.
I remember that, too,
because the only thing you could do is
right.
call
that,
your mom.
I mean, that was the only reason you'd get it as, like, a teenager or whatever.
Yeah.
It was just like, oh...
You didn't talk to your friends on your cell phone. Like
no,
that
you didn't do
never
that.
Happened.
So it was just like, yeah. oh, here's your cell phone. And I remember I got one when I was like 15 or 16 or something. And it was because I had a part-time job. And so my mom wanted
right.
like, me to have one in case, you know, something happened or whatever. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And these were like the yeah. flip ones. These weren't like... But that being said, like I was in college when the smartphone came out. So it's not like I never was able to like adopt... Like I was able to adopt the new technology fine... But, like, I wasn't, like,
yes.
in the generation that, like, was... It was just part of their life immediately, like, you know, right out of the gate. So maybe that's why mm-hmm. I'm having trouble comprehending what people do on these devices. Because I use my cell phone all the time, but I'm not... Maybe I'm not, like, as... You know, maybe, like, growing up, I didn't use it, so I don't know how this, like, kind of next... mini generation of people, maybe they use it differently, if you know what I mean, because they grew up with it, you
yeah,
know what
probably.
I mean, like because they yes. like oh they were in high school when they had a smartphone and I wasn't, so maybe that's a big like, you know, there's a like you communicate completely differently because you were you know grew up with that, whereas like when I was in high school people communicated via like AIM or whatever, you know, like instant messenger or whatever,
yes.
you know, that was the big thing. Like it was mostly like go home and like you'd talk to everyone you knew on Instant Messenger.
Yes.
So well, that's interesting.
It is interesting.
That was an interesting question. That got into a lot of more things. Kind of we got a little deep there. It's okay though.
I'm looking into I just don't have a lot of experience with that sort of thing. I've never had social media on a phone.
I mean, I do, but like I don't feel the urge to check it all the time. And even when I want to check it, I'm not like posting to it. I'll just browse it, you know? So I don't really think maybe people are simultaneously browsing, but they're also like putting stuff out there all the time too. I think that's a big difference. Like they have the need to like this is their primary way of talking to people, like I'm going to post an update while I'm driving, you know what I mean? Or whatever. Whereas, like, me, I'm not doing that, you know? It's kind of a secondary channel for me, you know what I mean? Anyway. Interesting stuff. Anyway, drive.
I'm reading more of these questions, and they're
okay, here's not a weird one.
Real good.
You're given $100. They specify USD, but, I mean, whatever. You're given $100 to buy a present for your enemy. What do you buy?
Okay.
Oh.
Probably. I don't know. Chocolate.
Chocolate. Why chocolate?
Yeah. I mean, you don't want to get them something that lets them know they're your
enemy.
You're
gonna give your enemy a nice gift. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you don't want them to know that they're your enemy, right? You have an upper hand if they don't know.
Okay, yeah. Sure.
So I'd give them chocolate.
Yes.
And a nice card, maybe.
Well, so you're being very, very nice to your enemy. Are you trying to turn the enemy into a friend kind of thing?
No, it's just I don't want to... Like, what? You don't really gain anything by getting your enemy something wasting money on them. Yeah, just get them.
I wonder
like
if you
some...
could keep the money. Just be like, "Fuck my enemy."
I would actually, you know, if it were a time of year when I was receiving gifts, I don't really like chocolate, so I would probably give them some chocolate.
Oh,
that I
like
got.
A re-gift kind of thing.
And yeah, and $100. Keep the money
See,
for
that's
myself.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I would re-gift my enemy.
That's good. Yeah,
and you know, even if they're my enemy, I don't want to make them feel shitty by like.
Sure, you
them
do. They're your enemy.
I mean, but that doesn't
accomplish
anything,
right,
though.
Right.
It's so much easier for everybody if you just get along or pretend to.
Pretend to is really what's happening.
Yes. All
right, let's do one more question. We need.
I guess I don't. What would you
would
get,
my
enemy?
I mean, you could be like evil and be like, "Oh, I'd get them like a I don't know
fruit flies."
Like you could be evil and get them like something that when they open, like something terrible will happen. But I think that's too terrible. Like I don't hate anyone.
Like
that much.
You can't do that if you're an adult.
No,
like
no.
You can't.
You know, I'd probably get them like something that I like don't want, like nobody really wants, but is like, oh thanks, you know. Like there's no like $100 fruitcakes, but like that kind of gift.
I mean, if you have to spend $100, I would probably get like a type of alcohol that I knew they didn't like.
Yeah.
That
like
would
they,
be a good
they
thing.
They send you like once, oh, I don't drink scotch. And you're like, all right, I'll give you some scotch.
Yeah, here's a nice bottle
of
scotch.
But then they could use
you.
That later for like when they have guests over or something.
But if you had to spend
$100,
like.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I'd get them like a gift. They're going to be like, oh, thanks, I guess. But it's not like a, they're going to hate me for it or anything. You know.
Right. They just won't feel anything.
They'll just be like, thanks. Thanks, Grandma.
Thanks. Thanks, Grandma. That's so bad.
That implies the grandma is.
That implies
that
grandma's your enemy.
I just meant like it's like a gift your grandmother would give you. You're like, oh, this isn't a good gift.
Yeah.
But they tried, kind of. Mm-hmm. All right, let's do one more. Let's do one more question. We need a really good one, though. So if you have a good one, oh, man, we need a real, like, amazing question.
Okay, one
second.
It
needs to be, like, the best question.
The big finale. One second.
Finale question. Oh, my God, this one's really dark, and I'm not using that.
Yeah, let's end on a light
this
note.
This one's super dark.
I don't want to...
I'm going to text you it later. It's so dark. Oh, God.
I mean, some of these would kind of be funny to answer, like women of Reddit. What would surprise men about life as a woman?
I don't know. I'm not a woman. I'm sure there's a male version of that, right? Men of Reddit, what would surprise men, or what would surprise women about life as a man?
There's not really anything surprising. I think it's been covered
a lot. Yeah.
All right, I have an okay one. It involves hipsters.
Oh, that's perfect. I love hipsters.
So you live in Austin. I know you'll have an informed opinion about this. What has been ruined by attracting a large audience?
That's a good one. That's a really good one. Off the top of my head, that's really hard.
I can think of a couple immediately
jump out at me.
What
jumps to your mind?
Because
then I can get some traction on stuff. Bacon, really? Why do you say that?
Bacon.
Because it's everywhere now?
It's dumb. People have, like, bacon mugs and bacon shaving
cream. You sound very bitter about this.
I don't like it. I liked bacon
first. I liked bacon before it was cool. I do know what you mean, though. It's kind of everywhere. People are obsessed with bacon.
Yeah, I mean, it's not even the best kind of
pork. I mean, bacon is really good. Let's not...
Yeah, it's
great. But it's not... I feel like it's too good. Or not, it's not good. It's not good enough to warrant all this celebration.
Yeah, there are better foods.
Did you say it's not even the best pork? Yeah. What would you say is the best pork?
I don't know, like pork belly.
Oh,
like
yeah,
not
I would
smoked.
Have to agree with that.
Or like pulled pork.
Pork belly is really good. Oh my god, pork bellies.
Put some pork belly on the grill, crisp
there
up the bottom,
some,
and put like some maple on it.
That has tacos. That one of their tacos is called the Deli Belly, and it has pork belly, right? And it has honey and pineapple. And it is like one of the most delicious things I've ever had.
I mean, bacon is pretty much smoked pork belly.
I like pork belly better though. And their
pulled pork
belly
is like good.
Crispy in the bottom too. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah,
anyway,
that's
how
you
you're
do
right.
It.
Pork belly is really good. I mean, the reason bacon is so good, let's be honest, is because pork is so fucking good. You know what I mean? It's not like bacon
is
better
amazing.
Than all the other pork stuff. Like, pork is just generally really delicious.
Pork is good.
You know? I kind of agree with that. Like,
zombies?
Zombies, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, I used to really like zombies. Now I'm a little sick of zombies.
Yeah, I don't really care about zombies anymore. They're overdone. Like, they're everywhere now, you know? Every game, every movie, every book or whatever is about all zombies. Yeah. And it's just like, I'm tired of these damn zombies.
Yeah, when I was in high school, if you wanted to see a zombie movie, you had to watch a foreign film, like by an Italian director named Dario Argento.
Yeah.
Or you'd have to read like a really obscure
science fiction
book.
Now they're everywhere.
Yeah, now they're in everything, and I don't like The Walking Dead. I don't think it's a good TV show.
I've stuck with it, but it's gone really downhill.
I also don't like... Oh, I had another thing. I lost it. Do you have anything?
This is going to sound weird because, like, a lot of the things that hipsters do, like... benefit me because of where I live, so that like a lot of the times it's like, oh, they discover some like new food or something, and it has positive effects because I never knew about it before or whatever. So I mean, a lot of the times it's like, woo, yay. I mean, I like to make fun of hipsters, it's really fun, but like it's hard for me to think of like, oh, what have they ruined, because most of the time what I see where I live is like, oh, this thing is really popular because of hipsters now, and you know, if I like it, it's like, well, I'm glad that hipsters, you know, like that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, there are a lot of good restaurants that hipsters are responsible
for.
So
it's kind of like,
that.
It's hard for me to say, like, what have they ruined? Because there's so many, like, good things. But at the same time, like, there's definitely a lot of things that a lot of people have ruined. It's just hard for me to, like, think of what it was.
Pokemon.
I don't know. Pokemon has always been... bad. No, I'm just kidding. It's not bad.
I mean,
no, I'm kidding. Pokemon has always been good. I don't think it's been ruined by a lot of people liking it. I just think, I don't know, people... There's more people that like it now, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's hard to say.
Let's do another question. That wasn't...
Maybe I'm
not satisfied.
Oh, I'm trying to think. I feel like... All right, you look at another one. I'm going to think.
Okay, think of something that's been ruined by becoming too popular.
You look at another question while I do that.
Okay.
It's been ruined. I feel like I had one and now I just forgot it again. We'll edit this part out too, right?
It's fine.
No. I'm just trying to think. What, you have something?
No.
Good.
What snack do you always buy at the store?
I don't really buy snacks. Sorry.
You
I mean,
don't?
I do. I buy chips and I buy Cheez-Its. I guess that's my answer. We're done with that question already. Good work. You're like,
we
you
did
don't
it.
Buy snacks? What?
Like half my pantry is probably snacks.
Oh, I got the perfect answer for what has been ruined by popularity. The internet.
What is it? Oh, my mind just exploded.
That's the best answer, right?
Holy shit.
I mean, right?
The internet used to be so good.
I know.
Like, young people don't
no.
even know how good the internet
no,
used
it's
to
like,
be.
No, it was like the best thing.
It was the greatest thing
ever.
It was
so cool. I mean, now it's cool, but it's not. It's just like a thing. The internet
no.
now is like TV, you know? It's like broadcast television, you know?
Yes.
But the internet used to be really cool. Like the
yes.
Wild West of cool, you know? You remember those days? The early internet days?
Only people with interesting things to say.
Because
posted
you
on the
had
internet.
To, like, figure out how to post stuff on the internet. So, like,
right.
Joe Schmo, with his, like, random thought about what he had for breakfast, like, he's not going to put in the effort to, like, figure out how to make a website.
There's no way he can
yeah,
post on
gonna,
the internet.
He's not
yeah.
going to go through the effort to make a website. So the only people that are going to post about stuff, or that are put content on the internet, are people that have enough passion for what they have to say that they're going to go through the trouble of it. You
right.
know?
There was a huge barrier to entry for actually
yeah,
posting your own content.
So you had to, like, really
the
think your content was good. So you're like, I'm really passionate
yeah.
about this. I'm posting it. And some people, you know, maybe their content wasn't good, but they were definitely passionate about it because they went through all the effort to
right.
do it, you know? So, yeah, that's my
Oh, that's answer. Such a good answer.
Yeah, I love
the Yeah,
internet. That's great.
The early internet was amazing. You know, there's this website that archived, like, all of the old
Oh,
news
yeah,
groups
Web Rings, remember those?
Yeah, Web Rings. You'd go to these you remember when people had home pages with, like, terrible
yes,
GIFs
yes,
and,
yes.
like, bad CGI
yeah.
art?
And they would, like...
and they wrote, like,
yeah.
stories
and then
and
they
stuff.
Had, like... Do you remember they had, like, links? Like, I don't remember what they call them. Some people had, like, affiliates or links or whatever. Like, they had all their friends,
yes.
like, linked at the bottom of the page. Like, here's the other sites that I
yes.
really like, everyone. And that's how you found new web pages. You know what I mean?
If you were... If you had a favorite website and you had your own website...
You would link
would
it.
Link to
yeah,
people
and then
that you
would,
liked,
and
you
would
talk
would link
to them
back if they liked you. Yeah. No.
Yes. There were these amazing
yeah,
like networks
awesome.
Of just crazy
yeah,
good
it was
content.
Really, it was really fun. It was a cool community, and I feel like
yeah.
that's a lot of that's lost now because the internet is so popular that it got really really commercialized. So like what you have on the internet now, you have like the 5 to 10 like really big sites that it revolves around. And then all the smaller stuff,
yeah.
while they're probably still out there somewhere, like, you can't really, you know, find them or people aren't bothering with that anymore. And, you know, so it's bigger but smaller at the same time in a weird way.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember I had, like, a bunch of websites. Like, I made a couple websites. I mean, you remember, you know. And I would, you
yeah.
know, I would, like, get other people to link with me, and we'd have this little community of, like, you know, people who, you know, play video games, people who watch movies, people who read weird, you know, fiction stories or whatever. You know, there's all these cool communities out there on the internet. It was really, it was a fun time. And
yeah.
I don't think people will ever, like, people now that are, like, born after, like, 2000-something will never know what that was like.
Yeah,
because it was really fun.
That.
It was a lot of fun, you know. So, do you have any fond internet memories, early internet memories?
I remember the Anarchist's cookbook that was on, that was required to be on every website.
Yeah, they posted the whole thing online. Yeah, I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they had, it was one of the first, like, books online
the Jolly Roger.
Hot linked the chapters. I remember that. And, like, so that was one of, the first thing, like, the first websites that, like, had a book that you could, like, click links in. I was like, whoa.
I remember when internet aliases were a big deal. Like, your name, it had to be super cool. Like, the guy who wrote the Anarchist Cookbook was the Jolly Roger.
You had to have, like, an avatar, and you had to have, like, a username and all that stuff. Yeah.
Your internet identity was in no way related to your real-life identity. It was just this... It was like the superhero version of you, pretty much.
And you were anonymous, too. Mm-hmm. Whereas today, like, everyone... No one is anonymous on the internet anymore.
No, you would... Back then, you would never associate your real life with the internet.
You were
a person
on the internet, and
you had
all these internet friends, you know, and stuff.
Yeah. Totally separate from the real world.
Cool. Anyway, that's my answer for that, because I kind of miss those days of the early internet. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I miss just being able to browse random cool content that people
spend
a lot of time on.
You could find so much interesting content. The way you found content was completely different. You know, it wasn't like, you had Google and Yahoo still, but those were for like, oh, I want to look up the news, or I want to look up the answer to something.
Right.
Back then, to find like cool, interesting stuff that you not necessarily wanted to know, you were on random sites, and those sites linked to the sites. So like, it was all word of mouth, basically. It was like a digital word of mouth kind of thing. So you'd find cool stuff by finding stuff that other people found, you know what I mean? Or like,
And you could follow people's different projects, because
or you'd
if
like
you're a fan
go
of
to
that
school
one
with
person
and be like, here's a really cool website, and then you go to that website and be like, this is awesome, and then that website also has these links to other websites, and you find all this other stuff. Whereas today it's all like, you Google something and it takes you to like one of, you know, 10 different pages. It's like, you either get one of the news sites, you get Facebook, you get Google, you get, you know, Twitter, Wikipedia. You know, there's like 10 places to go for information, you know, and that's it. And then the rest of the internet is like just, you know, corporate websites. You know, that's basically all the internet is right now. You know, where back then it was like all personal sites, and then there's like two really big websites like Yahoo and Google. So, oh, the internet. Anyway, I think that was a good final answer, don't you think?
Yeah, that's a good final answer. That's a good thing to wrap up on.
So, go to that Internet Archive site and look at some of those early pages, because it was an interesting place.
It's a different world. I don't think it'll be as appreciated.
No, I don't think so either.
But
it was really cool though. It's one of the an interesting time period. There you go. Well, that was good. I liked our answers. So,
those were good answers.
We should wrap up.
All right. So this has been Doing It Live. I am Batsnacks.
Thank you for listening. And we'll have episode 5 in a week or two, or however long it takes us to make one. Signing off, guys.
Yep.
Thank you for listening. Bye.
Signing off.